Good morning. Happy new day. So here we are in the second week of our monthly theme, The Golden Thread of Truth. And today's talk is Shall Set You Free. And now that might sound familiar to some of us. There is a quote often attributed to Gloria Steinem, because she said it many times in speeches that she gave in 1998. But when I looked it up to cite the quote, they have it also attributed to Joe Klass in a book that he wrote on alcoholism and alcohol treatment, and that was back in 1990. And then even prior to that, there was a citing of a similar quote in a rehab clinic in upstate New York in 74, I think. So the quote's been around a long time. I think the most popularized version is Gloria Steinem's version. And I like to cite things correctly, but there you go. I don't know really where it came from. But the quote is this: the truth shall set you free, but first it's going to piss you off. It's just the way it is. Now, the versions of it have been, first it'll make you miserable, first it'll make you uncomfortable, whatever. But there you go. That's the quote. Now, we recognize the truth shall set you free part because it comes from the Bible. John 8:32, and ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. So we're all familiar with that part. And we all know that freedom is a quality of God. So it's our birthright. Not only do we have freedom, I mean, we are freedom. That is our natural way of being. Spirit is freedom. We are that. So if we already are freedom, what's up with this? The truth shall set us free if we already have freedom, if we already are freedom. And Ernest Holmes said this. He said, we are all bound, tied hand and foot by our very freedom. Our free will binds us. But as free will enables us to create the conditions which externally limit us, so it can uncreate or dissolve them. So the freedom of God is the freedom of us, and yet we use that very free will to tie ourselves up in knots, right? Does that make sense? It's powerful stuff. He goes on to say this: it's not enough to say that we attract what we think. We become what we think. And what we become, we attract. So we're immersed in the energy of what we think. We go on to become that which we think because we are immersed in the energy of it, surrounded in the energy of it. And then we're vibrating at the frequency of it, of those thoughts, positive or negative. Positive or negative. So Ernest Holmes goes on to say this: through an inherent law of mind, we increase whatever we praise. So praise yourself from weakness to strength, from ignorance to intelligence, from poverty to abundance. Such is the power of right thinking. It cancels and erases everything unlike itself. That's ours to do. That is ours to do. Isn't that so cool? We have that free will. It is by our very thoughts we increase the conditions around us, whatever those are, whatever those are. By our thoughts, we increase those conditions around us. So yes, our freedom is our bondage. So great is our freedom that if we believe we have no freedom, sure enough, we demonstrate no freedom. See how that works? So great is our freedom that if we believe we have no choice, we demonstrate no choice. So powerful are we that we get to demonstrate our chains and our cages and our imprisonment. Wow. Okay. So then one day we come to a teaching like this. And someone says something to us that stirs us, or we discover a church live streaming, you know, at home on the computer. And then Ernest Holmes says something like this. We begin We begin one by one to break the chains of human consciousness which bind us. It is absolutely necessary. There is operating through the consciousness of the individual a law which says a person is sick, and so is subject to being sick. We have got to absolutely break it and emancipate ourselves from it. And how are we going to do this? How are we going to do this? He goes on to say this: you do it by the same means that brought about the condition, by our thinking. By our thinking. Because everything is produced in thought. You are going to do it by thinking into that same universal mind the truth for yourself. The highest truth is we are power, we are spirit, we are substance. We are made in the image of God. We are perfect. That's some powerful stuff. That is like some powerful stuff. This is the part where if I had a hot mic, you know, I'd drop it and walk off. That is powerful stuff. We are perfect. Entire mind blown, right? Right here, right now. Except, how difficult is it to accept that perfection in the midst of our self-imposed bondage? How easy is it for us to accept that we are whole, perfect, and complete in the middle of our story of, I'm chained, I'm imprisoned, I have no choice? And we're standing here saying, I'm free? I'm free, I'm powerful, I'm spirit in form, then why does my life suck? Right? I mean, don't we get to that point? Why am I miserable? Why am I broke and lonely and sad and hopeless? And then you hear the words of Ernest Holmes in his infinite wisdom say, the only thing that binds us is the thing that frees us. Bondage is freedom. Love and hate are one attitude. Fear and faith are the same attitude. There is one mind, one mental attitude. There are only different ways of using it which cause it to be manifest. There is only universal mind. There is only one power and one presence. There is only spirit. And we get it, we get it. So on that level, we finally come to realize there is not two, there is one. We're not being punished by some devil or some demon chasing us down. Honey, the devil did not make me do it. There is only one power and presence in the world. It is God, it is all good. You heard Alan in his beautiful prayer this morning say the 12 qualities of God. I know there's more than that. There's probably an infinite number of qualities of God, but we have, like, we're starting with the 12. That is the truth of who we are. These are the qualities that have no opposite at the level of spirit. And the truth of us, that is the truth of us, is that we are spirit. And we are so powerfully demonstrating our weakness. We are so mightily demonstrating our limitations. We are so strong demonstrating our bondage. Look at how powerful we are. Look at how powerful we are. We have free will, and we are so powerfully, clearly demonstrating our limits. That is how powerful spirit is through us and as us. We get it. We get it. We get that our amazing ability to manifest has manifested our fears instead of our faith. We have manifested our limits instead of our limitlessness. We have manifested our lack instead of our abundance. We're great manifestors. We're great at that. We get it, that the ability to manifest our fears instead of our faiths is because we're living in our heads. And that's where the story resides. We're living in our heads. We're living in our mental world of the news and the lack and the limitation and the war and the destruction and all of that stuff. We're living in our heads instead of in our hearts. Ernest Holmes said, remember, the only thing which binds us is the only thing that frees us. The only thing that binds us is the only thing that frees us, and we have to get it. We have to get it because we are the ones tying ourselves up in knots. We are the ones binding ourselves. We are the ones limiting our options. We are the ones that are manifesting our own self-imposed lack, limitation, loneliness. And we are the only ones that can free ourselves. Nobody's coming riding in on a white horse to pick your ass up. I'm sorry. We are the answers to our own prayers. That highest and best good, that seed of perfection that is nestled within us, that is our truth. That is spirit wanting to break free and live life as you. And the only one putting the brakes on is you. That's what we do. In our freedom, we choose limitation. In our freedom, we choose lack and poverty. In our freedom, we choose loneliness. And we have been free all along. We are free. We are free. We are that very freedom. Like Dorothy in The Wizard of Oz, right? Oh, you had the power to go home all along. All you had to do was click your heels together three times. What? I'd be pissed, you know? Wait a minute. I had that power all along. Why didn't you tell me? Well, you have to learn it on your own. Oh, whatever. It's been in us all along to demonstrate our freedom, to demonstrate our abundance, to demonstrate our power, our peace, our love. It is in us all along. It is only the story we keep telling in our own heads that limit us. We have to learn that the power is in the word, and the power is in our word, and when we speak our word, conditions change. Conditions change around us. There is a greater good to be known for us, and we need to know that. Know it. So that goes from here to here. We have to viscerally be that thing. We have to be that thing. It's not enough to just know it in our heads. It's not enough to rattle off a couple of affirmations in the morning and then go about the rest of your day complaining about how crappy the world is. It's not doing anything. It's not doing us any good. We need to stand in the truth that is nestled within us. We need to know that the word has power and that our word orders our life. We learn that our word changes things. It changes things. We are free. We were born with free will, and we were born to discover the power on our own. Ernest Holmes always said that. Because the ignorance of the law excuses no one. It just works the way it works. It is impersonal and infallible. So it will reflect back to you what you are to it. So if you keep walking around saying, I'm poor, I'm broke, I'm this, I'm that, and the universe just says what? It says yes. It says yes, absolutely. We are free to imprison ourselves in a life of poverty or know a greater good for ourselves, to know a greater good, to live from that greater good. We are free to live a lonely life or know that we are unconditionally loved and loving. When we get it that we are love, we stop seeking to find it in places and people and things around us. We are that. We are that. We are free to be led around by our ego mind and think we must make things happen. Who does that? Anybody else do that? Or we can know spirit has our back, right? And things are in perfect order. Spirit has our back. Things are going to work out perfectly. Things always work out in the end, right? As Jana Zunich, who was a dear practitioner, used to say, and if it's not working out, it's not the end. Makes perfect sense. This is how great the word is. This is how powerful the word is. And the word is in our mouth, and we must speak it. How great is our freedom that we bind ourselves up in knots. And ladies and gentlemen, that is the blessing and the curse. You know that famous blessing and curse you hear of in the Bible? That's it. Hooray! You know, we come to a teaching like this, we discover after years and trying to make things happen and trying to manipulate people and get money and do all this kind of stuff, we come to a teaching like this and we realize, hooray, oh my gosh, how great this is. I am responsible for my own life, and that's the blessing. And then 1 minute later we go, oh God, I'm responsible for my own life, and that's the curse. Because we realize, oh my God, I've been doing this all along to myself. I've been doing this to myself all along. Ugh. The blessing and the curse. I am responsible for my life. This is the part where we realize the truth has set us free, and we were free to bind ourselves. And we did a really good job of it. We did a really good job of it. And know, once you come to a teaching like this, you can't unknow this stuff. So you can't just go, oh God, this spiritual path, no, I can't do it, and just like walk away and forget it. You just can't. Once your mind has been expanded and evolving to this point, no, you just don't get to forget it. Sorry, you can't go back to unconsciousness. It does not work that way. It just doesn't work. So that's the blessing and the curse, right? Deuteronomy 11:26. Behold, I set before you on this day a blessing and a curse. And this is that. It is that. Yay, hooray, I have total responsibility for my reactions in my life. Oh, God, I have total responsibility for my reactions in my life. You know, I've set this in motion. I'm the one. Nobody's doing it to us. We realize we're free. We realize that we have been manifesting the life we believe we deserve. Not the life we deserve. The life we believe we deserve. And that can be vastly different. Spirit wants us to be free and happy. Spirit has already embedded all of that in us. We are already that. We are freedom. We are joy. We are abundance. And how have we reined that in with our false beliefs? How have we cut off the flow by our false beliefs? If we have been manifesting a life of struggle, limitation, loneliness, and sorrow, we are totally bummed out that we've been responsible for it all along. Totally makes us miserable. And that goes back to the saying, right? Truth will set you free, but first it'll make you miserable. If we're living a life of fullness and love and abundance, we're kind of happy that we've been doing it all along. And that's the blessing. Either way, we are the authors. We are the authors of our story. So yeah, it is a blessing and a curse, depending on whether we're living in alignment with grace and good and spiritual principles, or whether we're fighting against them, trying to push the river, trying to get things. You know that whole idea of trying to get, trying to manipulate, trying to make things happen. And you know, there's nothing like that. There's nothing like thinking we need to get stuff. We need to get love. We need to find things. We need to manipulate people. We need to get money. There's nothing like that because it just dissolves away like quicksilver through our hands. Because as Jacob Glass says, a get mentality is not a receptive mentality. And we are here to receive our good, not get it. We're not into getting things. The more we try to manipulate people and conditions and things and situations, the more they slip through our fingers. Because we're not here to get, we're here to serve. We're here to give. We're here to be the authentic self, which we are. We're already that. We don't have to do anything, get anything, go anywhere, meet anyone, read that right book. We don't have to do any of that. We have to let out what is within us. All of those qualities. The answer is to align with spiritual principle, to align with the truth, and that truth will set us free. It will set us free from the self-imposed bondage that we have encased ourselves in by our limited thinking. And Ernest Holmes said this. He said, the divine plan is one of freedom. It is not God ordained to be in bondage. Freedom is the birthright of every living soul. All instinctively feel this. The truth points to freedom under law. Thus, the inherent nature of human is to forever seeking to express itself in terms of freedom. We shall do well to listen to this inner voice, for it tells us of a life wonderful in its scope, of a love beyond our fondest dreams, of a freedom the soul craves. The truth shall set us free. The truth shall set us free. It is our birthright. It is who we are. And the truth is, we are that, and we have been that all along. It's not something we have to get. It's something we have to give. Thank you so much.